Right now, let's determine the biggest show coming to town.
Biggest show.
All right.
Biggest show.
Yes.
Biggest show coming to town this week.
All right.
So you can. All right, we have five candidates.
Run through the list here. We'll vote on which is the biggest show coming to town this week, so you know where to spend your entertainment dollars.
Go see it.
Yes.
Candidate number one, Wednesday night at the American Airlines Center, Disney on Ice.
Now will they all be there, Goofy and Mickey and all?
Wow, we still got Ronald Reagan from Beyond.
How are you, Jub?
Doing fine. You know, actually, I went to several of these years ago and thought they were a thorough thrashing.
Really?
Yeah.
This, by the way, is, I think, 10 shows over 5 days there.
It starts Wednesday night?
Yes.
10 shows in 5 days?
Yeah, they got a triple header on Saturday.
It's old as time.
Ronnie knows the song.
Hey, by the way, I have a report on the winner in last week's big show coming to town, the last big event at the American Airlines Center. My wife went to see the Black Eyed Peas on Friday night.
Mm-hmm. Everybody have a happy football?
Yeah, she said, in particular, Tony Romo had a happy football.
Well.
It was pretty close to where they were sitting, and she said he was doing a lot of fist pumping.
Dang.
Hey now.
To the Black Eyed Peas songs.
I've been watching Will I Am too.
Why
much.
Would I want to go see the Black Eyed Peas?
It's Black Eyed Peas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Must have been after my time.
Yeah, it was.
So Disney on Ice, candidate number one.
It may be a good thing to take the 3 or 4 year old to.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Is it just all Disney characters?
Well, it depends. I mean, some of it, yeah, it's kind of a Disney retrospective. You know, they'll show Peter Pan and all sorts of different. But, I mean, you can go see, like, I think the one I saw was it was like Peter Pan on ice or Lion King on ice.
Yeah, I've been to Nemo on ice before.
How do you get those fish on skates?
Did you ever get those 2 hours back?
No, I still am trying to search for those.
Underrated, Jared.
Thank you,
Ronnie. All right, candidate number two, biggest like show coming to town this week. Thursday night at the Bass Performance Hall in Fort Worth. J.J. Gray and Mo Fro. What? Mavis Staples and Booker T.
Where are the MGs?
I don't know. I guess he's just tagging along with J.J. Gray and Mo Fro.
Where's that at?
A soul funk. That's at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth. A soul funk R&B blues southern rock band from Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
With J.J. Gray on lead vocals and Mo Fro backing him up.
Dynamite.
Not that J.J.
Well, I snuck to a window to leave her alone.
I guess they are R&B, soul, slash country because one of their hit songs is Country Ghetto.
Okay.
So they combine both worlds.
Sounds all right to me.
Yeah, I like this.
The R&B stands for Real Black.
Oh, come on.
I grew up in a different time. We
were young. Also, you're Ronald Reagan, so we can't question you.
I think they may be white guys, too.
Ooh. Partially.
Anybody know anything about Mavis Staples?
No.
But she's typing, right?
Yeah. Yeah, she's typing.
That was easy.
It's Mavis Beacon, I think.
Thank you.
Booker T and the MGs, they had one hit, right?
And what is that?
That high school.
That's Booker T. Washington. I don't remember.
Baby, bum, bum. Was it in the song? No.
You're thinking of Murray Head's One Night in Bangkok?
No, we're not.
Bangkok.
No.
City, but the city don't know what the city is getting.
Well, Booker T. and the MGs were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Thanks for the name of that song.
Green Onions.
Yeah, there you go.
All right. Okay.
All right.
All right, then, candidate number three. Biggest show coming to town this week.
Oh, God.
Friday night.
Hold together.
At Billy Bob's in Fort Worth, the Bellamy brothers. David and Milton.
Mm-hmm.
Bellamy.
Milton Bellamy. That's the game board guy.
Sorry, and now Homer Howard Bellamy.
What? Oh.
No, Walt Bellamy is not one of the Bellamy brothers.
Let Your Love Flow?
Yeah, that's their biggest hit. 1976, number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
I always liked this song as a kid.
Yeah.
Good bit, not bad.
You like this one, Ronnie?
Pretty good.
It's kind of in your wheelhouse.
We used to dance to this, wouldn't we?
Yeah.
Used to dance the Watootsie to this.
These dudes got to be getting up there by now.
By the way, Nancy hasn't started dating again, has she?
I don't know. That's a little uncomfortable to talk about.
Because I told her I would haunt.
Really? Yeah, the same deal, huh?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
59 and 64, by the way, are the ages.
Bellamy Brothers. It's a good song. I'd go for this song. I think I'm going to see the Bellamy Brothers.
Right. Friday night. Billy Bob's?
Yep.
Did you like the name of their follow-up to this?
Yeah.
If I said you had a beautiful body, would you hold it against me?
I hated that song.
I enjoy those kinds of song titles.
That song was a beauty.
Sorry.
What's going on with the air horn this morning? It keeps going off.
Somebody's pranking me in heaven.
All right, that's candidate three. Candidate four, also Friday night at the Windstar Casino. Ron in...
What's it? In
the
Thackerville.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, been there many times.
Yeah, the Bob. Rock band One Republic.
Are they the ones that have that...
Apologize.
Apologize, yeah. It's a pretty good song.
You guys mind if I play my keyboard up here a little
bit? That sounds pretty good.
The remix of this song, Apologize, made it to number one in 16 countries.
Wow. Yeah, that was big.
They are from Colorado Springs.
That's kind of a different act for the Windstar. Usually it's, you know,
they're young.
Classic rock, country.
Yeah, southern rock.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That place is huge, by the way. You driven by there lately?
Oh, it's large.
The fourth largest casino in the world.
That's unbelievable, isn't it?
Adding on to it. Mammoth.
And it's got all the fake building fronts on the outside now.
When are we going to have casinos here in this state? When are we just going to go ahead and do it?
You'll have them over my dead body.
Mr. President?
What's that, Jerry?
We need to talk.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I bet we see him someday. 10 years?
Why don't we just return Reunion Arena into one?
Well, I got some news for you.
We need to talk.
Reunion's up here in heaven with me now.
We can hurry up and do it to Texas Stadium.
Yeah?
We've got a couple weeks
left. Better act fast.
All right, then, let's go to candidate number five, and our final candidate this week for the biggest show coming to town Saturday at the Windstar Casino. It's a twin bill featuring
Nelson.
Featuring KC and the Sunshine Band and the Village People.
Wow.
Okay, who is in that these days?
Which one?
The Village People. I saw KC and the Sunshine Band at the Super Bowl a couple years ago. They can still pull it off.
All right, there are three.
I thought the 80s kind of thinned out the herd there on the Village People.
You have Village People music? We'll do them first. Since George wanted to know who was still in. Three original members.
Okay. That's not bad. That's more than I thought.
Felipe Rose, Alex Briley, and Scar Hodo. I don't know which characters they were.
Collectively is gay.
Man, we've talked about this before. They came out. I had no idea.
How could you not know?
I didn't know. Well, I was in, what, sixth, seventh grade?
Cop was in buttless chaps, George.
No, he wasn't. I just thought, hey, that's a pretty cool idea for a band. They all have different occupations.
I had no idea until our seventh grade teacher told us.
Yeah.
All.
Felipe Rose was the Indian.
You, with a hand down your pants?
I don't think I knew until, like, the movie came out in, like, 79, and they're all acting kind of squirrely. And I thought something was going on.
All right, so the Indian is still with them?
Yeah, that's Felipe.
What about Alex and Scar?
Who was Scar?
He was Scar the Scully. Gremlin who was...
Scar Scully.
No, that was Strike.
Scar
no,
Scully Boz?
Well, Rich looks up those two to see who are still with him. I can report that Glenn Hughes, an original member, deceased.
When did he die of? Did they even need a test?
Ray Stevens, an original member, deceased.
Alex Briley.
Hello, God, it's me, Margaret.
was the soldier.
I like having Ronnie here.
And okay. then the guy in the Navy later.
He's a little reckless. Okay. I don't know.
Just like the extending of the other one.
Doesn't care. He's in heaven.
David Scar Hodo, H-O-D-O.
Called him the electrician. I don't remember
okay.
him.
The guy with the construction hat and the belt around his waist.
Yeah, so, so we still have the soldier, the Indian, and the electrician.
Yeah.
I thought the electrician died.
Well, apparently not.
He wore that big old utility belt above his age distributor.
All right, Ronnie, just bring it down just a little bit.
Who's with me?
I'm with
nobody.
You.
I didn't know they were still touring and doing this.
Yeah, I didn't
Village
either.
People think. But they should.
They
I
haven't.
Mean, at arenas, at NFL parties where there's head coaches, the YMCA is still huge.
Yeah, Wade loves this song.
So we have a cowboy, a biker, and a cop as the other three new guys.
Okay. They haven't had a single since 1985.
When are they going to add a hospice care worker?
One of the year.
Strange. New member.
Their other big singles included I Am What I Am.
In the Navy.
Macho Man. In the Navy.
In the Navy. That's your fellow man. What's that bass? I like their music.
All right, what about Casey and the Sunshine Band?
Oh, man, they had a ton of huge hits. And did you go with us that night? Was that just me and Chris Arnold that went and saw them?
No, I didn't see them.
It was like, I said a few years ago, it was like 10 years ago. They still sounded great.
Casey Chris Arnold, was that the Village People?
No, is it Casey and the Sunshine Band? They still sounded really good.
Well, they still have KC.
Yeah.
Harry Wayne Casey, the lead singer, has been with him the whole time.
Wow, there's too many people to run down the current and former members of that band.
No kidding. All right, they had this song. They had Get Down Tonight, which sounded a lot like this song.
Get down, get down, get down tonight, baby.
Shake your booty.
I'm your boogeyman.
Shake, 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 do 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 shake, 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 do 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 do. Shake your booty. Mr. Gorbachev.
Jeez. All right, so let's vote. Biggest show coming to town this week. Is it candidate number one tonight through the next five nights? Disney on, Wednesday night through the next five nights after that. Disney on Ice at the American Airlines Center. Candidate two Thursday at the Bass Hall in Fort Worth. J.J. Gray and Mo Fro along with Booker T. Candidate 3, Friday at Billy Bob's, the Bellamy Brothers. Candidate 4, Friday at the Windstar One Republic.
Yeah,
or Candidate 5, Saturday
what the heck is that?
At the Windstar. Casey and the Sunshine Band and the Village People, Ja.
Well, that's a tough one this week. I'll go with One Republic.
All right, President Reagan.
Give me those men who know how to work a prostate. Give me the Village People.
Okay.
Good night.
Rich?
10 shows, 5 days. Give me the Disney thing.
Mm. Jer?
Village People and KC.
Thank you, Jer.
Ferdinand? Rich.
One Republic.
All right.